Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back in. 8 o'clock hour is underway. Got the sounds of the Banneker High School marching band. How are they doing this year, Coach?
Banneker.
They're losing 3-0 right now, sitting at 1-3. Playing Northgate, 4-0 Northgate.
Yeah, Northgate's tough. That's going to be a tough one. They got a new coach at Banneker, Nikita Battle. He's coming from Dutchtown. He does a good job, but the schedule is not Banneker's friend. Mm. You know, they got Northgate this week, Dutchtown next week, Lovejoy the next. It's a tough grow.
Yeah, no, and that's just the nature of college football, of high school football. I'm used to the college football game time, which we'll have tomorrow morning. But we got a lot of great games here across the state. I'm looking at North Oconee already up 17-0 over there on East Forsyth. North Oconee, they won a state championship last year, and they are somehow seemingly better than they were last year. Just based off of what I saw last year, that was an incredible football team. They got a senior quarterback there. Buster Faulkner's senior son is going down there to my Georgia Southern Eagles. I'm going to go check all that out. But Hebron Christian Academy, Blessed Trinity, they're up there on one TV. We've got North Paulding here on another one. Lots of great football here across the state. But what are you looking at here, Coach?
Well, you checking the scores around the state and in the metro area and trying to get a feel for the early part of the game. You know, a lot of games are getting into the second quarter where we are right now. We got Hillgrove over Pebblebrook 14-0 in the second quarter. North Paulding's up 7-0 over North Cobb. That's in the first quarter still, but so my pick of the week's not looking good one quarter in. But Marietta.
Long time, long game.
Marietta's up 15-3 on Etowah. Cale up 14-0 on Columbia. Mm-hmm. That's in the first. You know, in the second quarter, you got Creekview 7, Woodstock 7. Those are games to keep an eye on. And, you know, we talked to Josh Matthews at Pope earlier in the late in the first quarter. Lassiter up 14-7 over Pope.
Mm-hmm. How about that? How about that? And then we got our friends up in Roswell. They're up 7-0 over on Seckinger. 2-3-1 programs. I remember going to that game last year. That's a young football program with Seckinger High School. Then Roswell is just an established type of giant there. Just an interesting game. Just kind of keep an eye on there.
Yeah, Seckinger is a team that to watch. You know, it's a Gwinnett County school, and at mm-hmm. one point, Grayson was the new place nobody had heard about, and Mill Creek was a new place nobody had heard about. You know, Seckinger might be one of those. You know, they pull from those areas, pulls from Mill Creek. It's going to be a team on the rise. Is it this year? Is it tonight against Roswell? I don't know. But it is a team to keep on the in mind as you see and follow high school football as a recruiting guy. You know, you're going to see more of their name popping up like you started seeing Mill Creek 10, 15 years ago.
Yep, and Benedictine, the Cadets, the 1-2 Cadets are up here in Atlanta. They're up 7-0 early on the Westminster Wildcats. But one game I got an eye on here, Coach, Gainesville and Lanier. Those are two mm-hmm. proud programs. And I don't know if you're all over social media, I'm sure. Have you seen the renovations that mm-hmm. Gainesville, the Red Elephants, have been doing? Just unbelievable investment into that football program.
The coverage and the support that our Georgia teams get is really what separates. People always yep. want to ask me about comparing states. So, you know, Florida and Georgia and Texas and California, and those were probably your best four states, but it's subjective. And I always say, you know, there might be some teams, Garrett, in those other states that are better than some of our teams. I'm not saying they're not. The very best teams in California, the very best teams in Texas, the very best teams in Florida are probably every bit as good, if not even better, maybe, than some of our very best teams.
Yeah.
But the coverage and the depth that we get from Georgia, our 100th best team's whipping their 100th best team.
Yeah.
And the coverage that these guys get from people like you, from people like Sam, and the support that they get, meaning what they pay the coaches, what the stadium looks like, what the field house looks like, what the other states have some of those places. We have maybe a higher percent of them. Mm-hmm. And you saw it this year in higher profile at Gainesville and at Buford. Gainesville and Buford both built immaculate places in the last years. But there's a lot of other places. I mean, you come to Pickens County, you go to Dawson County, you go to White County, you go to the mountains, you're going to see some phenomenal facilities.
Go to Sequoia High School.
You go to Sequoia High School. You were there last week.
Yeah.
And you're going to see them invest in sports. And so I think the investment that they get from the school systems, from the administration, and then the coverage that they get from people like you guys is what makes it different than maybe Florida, maybe California, maybe comparable to Texas, because I think Texas is very similar, actually. But that's when you look at when you're comparing states to high school football. And so talking about a place like Gainesville, there's like an arms race of some of these people competing for the best facilities. And it's something. It's definitely something to see.
Yeah, and you look at across the state, you've got private schools, you've got public schools, you have them in all kinds of classifications, lots of really talented teams. Lots of really good football teams just across the state. Now, I'm sitting here and I always like to look at these Max Prep rankings, and I kind of take it with a grain of salt to some extent. I mean, because a lot of these teams will never play each other, and it's hard to know what North Oconee is going to do if they turn around and play, Colquitt County or Lowndes or Roswell or Sequoia. I mean, who knows? But I know that those are all very proud programs, and they all do a fantastic job. And I know that a lot of teams that make up these national rankings, they're starting to hail from the great state of Georgia, and rightfully so, because you see the investment that a lot of people are starting to make in these programs locally. But I'm going to look at some of these other scores, Coach. I got Sandy Creek. They're up on Trinity Christian. That's a good program out there, Trinity Christian. 20-0.
Yeah, Sandy Creek. Sandy Creek, really good.
Yeah.
Really good. I got one that we need to keep an eye on all night, okay? So we talk a lot about Carrollton and Carroll County, and Eric's out there. He's going to give us some updates. And Carroll County's got a lot of good players. Carrollton, which is probably the flagship Carroll County traditional power, sure. Right?
Speaking of an investment in their football program.
They were ahead of that. It's not new to them. Mm-hmm. They've been invested in their facilities. They're playing Parker High School from Alabama tonight. No relation. But Parker High School in Alabama, I think the defending state champs in 5A or 6A. They've got 7 classes in Alabama. So this is a legit team. Carrollton beat them last year in a close game. Right now, Parker 7, Carrollton 3, 2 minutes left in the first quarter. So the game to keep – I mean, those are two – Carrollton's not exactly what they were last year, but they're really, really good. Parker is a state champion contender in Alabama. So there's a little interstate game. We talked at the tip of the show about finding these non-region matchups that maybe you don't know how to get that last one or two. This is what happened. Nobody wanted to play Parker this week. Nobody wanted to play Carrollton this week. They decided to play each other.
Yep.
So Parker 7, Carrollton 3 in the first quarter. That's a game we can keep an eye on all night.
Yeah, and we got a game that's coming up here in the fourth quarter already.
Fourth quarter.
And it started early. Douglas and Cedar Grove, 34-14 to Douglas. That's a program who, I mean, they've lost two games in a row. That's going to be a really important one there for them. But Cedar Grove, that's another proud program, Coach.
Yeah, Cedar Grove, multi-state champion program. They're a team to keep an eye on. Changed coaches a bunch of times.
Yeah.
Every time you do that, it seems like kind of caught up to them finally. After changing coaches several times and still winning the state championship, they are having to rebuild the program a little bit. I think they're going to do it. I'm excited to see what they can do.
Yeah, they're sitting at 3-1 right now, having a pretty good start to the season, but we'll see when they get in here into region play. And, Coach, we talked something about then, and we'll get back to scores here in just a little bit, all brought to you by Fermetco Sports. We talked a little bit about rallying moments. And I think that every football coach, every football player, everybody who's been around the sport knows that rallying moments, whether you win or lose, or maybe it's just a trying time, or maybe it's camp, maybe it's a tough game, a tough moment. But Coach, just walk us through as somebody who's played the game, as somebody who's coached the game, and as somebody who has managed coaches, just what do you make of just that in high school sports?
Yeah, that's a great point. And I'll tell you what, Garrett, it's applicable for all three levels. And it may be a little bit more applicable the lowest level, high school a little more than college, and college a little more than the NFL. But there are moments that galvanize a team. I mean, you can talk about the New York Giants with Eli Manning going 9-7 in the regular season and winning the Super Bowl twice because of rallying moments where at the end of the year they weren't playing like a 9-7 team, right? And so in high school, you're going to see that even more. Your beloved Yellow Jackets that you cover had a huge win Saturday. I mean, a huge win, an unbelievable win. Is that a rallying moment? Like, now do they finish that? Or is that a moment that everybody relaxes, takes a step back?
You get drunk on your success.
And it's the opposite. And we don't know the answer to that yet. But when you look back on a season, and that's how you have to judge things, history is not in the current, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You judge looking back. And when you look back as a coach, you typically find some pivotal moments. And I'm going to give you a secret, Garrett. They work both ways, meaning every team has some pivotal moments. Even the ones when it went bad, there was a bad pivotal moment. So, of course, we want to celebrate the good pivotal moments. They usually fall in two categories. You hit a win, like Georgia Tech did Saturday, and I believe, for what it's worth, this is my opinion on Georgia Tech. I think that gives you the confidence that the rallying point was a win. You know, we dominated the game. Clemson comes back. They have a chance to win it at the end on a long field goal, what they call a fire alarm field goal. Had to run them out there while the time was running.
Yep.
We make the kick. Now, everybody in the organization knows, doesn't believe. Believe is, hope is not a strategy. You know, you hope, then you believe, and then you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you went on a date one day. You hope this worked out. Then you started believing this might work out.
Yeah.
Then you know this is going to work out.
Yep.
Right? No different with your team. That kick in the game at Tech, and of course we're talking about high school ball, but this is this
it's
type
applicable.
Of thing is
it's
happening
applicable.
Everywhere.
Yeah, it's football.
That kick pushed them from hope to believe to know.
Yeah.
So Georgia Tech hoped Brent Key was a good hire. They hoped they had the right guy.
Mm-hmm.
They go out and play Georgia to seven overtimes. They believe they got the right guy, but they just didn't win the game, right?
Yeah.
Now we make that kick, we know.
Mm-hmm.
We got. So can now we go out and dominate games that we wouldn't have dominated 2 or 3 weeks ago because we got the confidence that we know we got the right guy. We got the right team. We got the right mix. We got the right quarterback, the right kicker, whatever it is.
And it doesn't always come in a win. It doesn't always come in a win.
The second option is that you take a loss and there is a rallying. And so many times now in high school ball, you're going to find that the team that won the state championship, I'll give you a high school analogy. So last year, Grayson beats Carrollton to win the state championship in the biggest class.
Yeah.
So our prime game, our spotlight thing that happens on this show
too.
Is Grayson, Carrollton for the state championship. Carrollton is the pretty big favorite. Juju Lewis.
Just beat Buford.
Undefeated.
Yeah.
Just beat Lewis. 14-0. Versus the 13-1 Grayson. And Grayson had some moments, you know, that they didn't look all that great in the season, like that great. The negatives gave them something to pull on.
Yeah.
And when you're undefeated, you kind of just feel like you're going to be undefeated. And if you go to the Patriots and the Giants analogy I used at the beginning, same thing. The team's undefeated. That Hillman catch thing happens, and you're like, man, we might win
all
this
of a sudden, David Tyree doesn't you know, it, pulls so it out, man.
The pivotal moments always happen on both teams. Like I said, there's always pivotal moments.
Yeah, and sometimes it's not even football-related. With that Grayson team you're talking about, you have a factory fire, and you have a storm that comes through. You got
And it rallies the team.
And you rally the team. And sometimes it can separate your team. Sometimes it can throw them by the wayside, and other times it brings them all together.
Many times losing is the best thing that can happen
many
to your
times.
Team. Unfortunately. You hate it as a coach.
Oh,
but many times losing is the thing that helps. But other times, when you're trying to be on the rise, like Georgia Tech, it's the winning that gives you that confidence to take that next step, to move from hope to believe to know.
Yeah, and that's just a matter of process, and it works differently for different folks and different people are different ways. We have some final scores, and we're going to dig into those here. Coming in from games that played on Thursday. So I want to jump into that. I want to get some of your reactions to those, Coach. But we have scores that are coming in from across the state. We're going to keep you guys updated on everything high school football right here on your home for high school football on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This is the High School Scoreboard Show, your high school scoreboard show. My name is Garrett. That's Chris Parker. We'll be back in a minute.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into the High School Scoreboard Show. Heritage High School bringing us in from break. Chris Parker to my right. My name is Garrett Chapman. I got Dom Trotsky there on the other side, and we have some final scores on the screen in front of me. And we also have a catch-up with – we got to catch up with Day-Day Lewis. I mean, he was up there at West Forsyth. They had a big performance there. We'll hear from him coming up here in just a moment. And, Coach, I'm going to roll through some of these games that have gone final. We do have some games that are happening on Thursday and on Saturday just for various reasons, officials and everything else. Sometimes it's just how the schedule works out. But I'm going to start up there at North Atlanta and South Forsyth, 28-7 winners, the Warriors. Up at North Atlanta High School here, a local school up here in the Atlanta area.
Yeah, we're going to talk to Jamie All later about that. North Atlanta's having a good year. They've really established a good program. Excited to see what they can do the rest of the way.
Yeah, that's a high-flying offense. They score a lot of points. They had a good performance there in that game. And then we've got another one, Denmark West Forsyth. We're going to hear from Day-Day Lewis here in just a minute. We'll save that one here for a moment. But Lambert and North Forsyth, Lambert, big winners there, 48-27.
Yeah, Lambert moving to 2-3 on the year. They played a tough schedule and let the record fool you. Lambert's going to be really good. Their Forsyth has got a big region where they all play each other, so it's going to be interesting to see how that goes throughout the year. Those were games to keep an eye on, North Forsyth, Lambert, West Forsyth, Denmark. You start seeing a little separation.
Mm-hmm.
Lambert gets the win. Good win for the Longhorns.
Yeah, Callaway and Redan, 50-0 there for Callaway, Mitchell County, and Randolph Clay. 40-34, Mitchell County gets a win in that one. Modell and Bremen, 42-7. Bremen gets a big win in this one.
You know, Bremen's coach is Rooster Russell, you know, Ertz's son.
So. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hail Southern.
Grandson, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? Yeah. So he's got a new fan in me.
Yeah.
Carver, Atlanta, 44-point winners over Washington. Monroe and Colquitt County. How about Colquitt County? 45-10 over Monroe. And then our friends down there at Midtown High School, they get an 18-7 win there, Coach. That's a studio team.
Over Forest Park. That's our studio hometown team, Midtown. They've struggled some the last few years, but hey, we're going to highlight when they get a win.
Absolutely. And look, I feel like I heard the sounds of high school football from my apartment. I live over there in East Midtown over there in Virginia Highlands in that area. Lots of good football that happens over there, but the Shakenese is happening over the weekend, so they wanted to get ahead of it, it seems.
Yeah, I guess so. They got ahead of the Shakenese.
Yeah. You
they like some people my age playing, though.
Yeah, I think
some
so.
Some of my people.
I think so.
I didn't see the lineup. Yeah.
A lot of shaking knees out there and maybe some grassy knees because people are sitting out there out there watching and doing everything else. I was going to go a different direction. I probably shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
We got a lot of great scores here.
Midtown beat Forest Park 18-7.
I was going to go a different direction. I'm like, no, never mind. This is a family program. Let's go to Damian Day-Day Lewis. Speaking of which, West Forsyth, they get a big 24-10 win over Denmark. Let's hear what Day-Day had to say.
Coach, congratulations on the win tonight. Obviously, you guys moved to 4-1, but more importantly, you moved to 2-0 in region play. First off, just talk about what that means for you guys in terms of being able to head into the bye week with a little momentum now.
Well, tonight's win was really important. Denmark is a really well-coached football team, and they play hard, and we knew that. We shot ourselves in the foot over and over and over again. But I told our guys I was proud of the way we still continued to play, and we kind of recovered quite a bit. I think we only punted one time tonight, but way too many penalties, just too sloppy. But we beat a good football team, and to your point, we're 2-0 in the region, and that's what we were hoping we would be at the end of tonight. So I'm satisfied with that, but we're going to have to play better.
All right, and talk about your defense tonight, because like you said, outside of the one big play that they got on the I think it was like a 50-yard touchdown, outside of that, you guys pretty much kept them bottled up throughout the night.
I thought our defense played excellent. I thought, and they've got a couple guys on that offense. Paul Mary is a super receiver, and obviously number one's a good player. LeBron, he's a really good football player, and he causes you to to play on your heels sometimes. I thought our defense didn't play on their heels, and that's key against really good football players, is you can't be scared. And I thought our guys played with courage. A couple of those guys are pretty hard to defend, so I was really proud of the way our guys did on the outside especially.
All right, and like you said, your defense doesn't stay on their heels in this one. How clutch was Mason on that pick six, man?
It was beautiful. It was beautiful. I mean, he had that one called back, and he should have. That was that was a penalty. But he just makes a lot of plays for us on both sides of the ball and even in the special teams. And so I was glad to see him get that pick, and I was really glad to see him score.
Awesome. Well, Coach, congratulations. I know you got the break. Yep. But when you guys get back to action, good luck down the stretch.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Coach. Take care, man. I appreciate it. You too, man. Thank you so much.
Yeah, lots of competitive matchups here across the state of Georgia, and we got some others that are pretty one-sided here. You got Brookwood up 41-0 over Berkmar. Meadow Creek and Duluth. Duluth is up 43-7 in that one. But North Gwinnett and Parkview, 35-0 at halftime.
North Gwinnett over Parkview, 35-0?
Yeah, North Gwinnett over Parkview, 35-0.
Yeah, North Gwinnett's got a really good team. They reloaded. Man. You know, they lost a lot of people off of a great team last year.
Mm-hmm.
They've come back and reloaded. Parkview will be back. Adam Clack's the new coach at Parkview. They've had some big wins. They actually beat West Forsyth a few weeks ago. West Forsyth's a good team.
Sure did.
So it just kind of shows you the type of team North Gwinnett's got this year.
Yeah, and Grayson, the top-rated team in the state of Georgia. We're talking about the state champions. They're up 28-0 over Grovetown. South Gwinnett and Rockdale County still tied at 0 in the first quarter. Etowah and Marietta 22-3. The Blue Devils up on that one.
I got one to keep an eye on that you know well about. So, you know, we talked about pivotal moments and we talked about things happening that swing the season. River Ridge 21, Sequoia 6.
How about that?
So Sequoia comes in, they play Sprayberry, which was the toughest team they're going to play all year.
Mm-hmm.
And it was.
Yeah.
They dominate the game. You watched it.
Unbelievable display of running offense. Yeah. Kind of got out of control.
It makes it hard to come back.
You get drunk on your success. Yeah. You see that.
And Coach Teeter probably going to have a few choice words at the halftime, I would say. River Ridge is really good. Mike Collins, the coach of River Ridge, does an awesome job. River Ridge is very formidable. But Sprayberry's better.
Mm-hmm.
And
more
Sequoia
talented.
Is struggling.
Well, they're more talented,
and
for sure.
That's what happens. And it's very important when you look at these games and realize these are not robots. These are high school kids. You can't say Team A beat Team B and Team B beat Team C, so Team A will definitely beat Team C. It doesn't work like that.
Transitive property doesn't work in football, much less high school football.
River Ridge 21, Sequoia 6. Now, I mean, it's a long game. I'm not ready to write off the Chiefs. But this is one of the best teams in the state so far. Halfway through the season, Sequoia has been one of the teams that everybody's noticed.
Yeah.
It's been a dominant team, but not playing that way tonight so far, so keep an eye on that one.
Yeah, Will Rejecki, he's the third highest rusher in the state of Georgia, and he had 7 touchdown runs last week against
seven.
It's 7. It was unbelievable, and they just kept it. You can just turn around and hand that ball off. It's a pretty incredible thing the Memphis commit. But another one I'm keeping my eye on here is Peachtree Ridge, 21-7 over Norcross right now. Very interesting one over. They're up there in the north side of the city.
Yeah, those are two teams that are probably evenly matched. You know, Norcross has been a more steady program in Gwinnett. Peachtree Ridge has been up and down, but Peachtree Ridge has been a state championship level contender in the last 20 years. Both teams kind of on the rise. New coach at Norcross, Peachtree Ridge getting more organized. I thought that game would be really close, and of course it still can be. But, yeah, definitely one to keep an eye on.
Oh, my goodness. I just saw an unbelievable run here. North Cobb and North Paulding on our screen in front of us up there, the Georgia Public Broadcasting Game of the Week. That's a highly rated running back right there. 4-star player has 31-plus offers. I saw on the pregame show that they were doing. He carried about 2 or 3 Wolfpack players on his back. Just an incredible play there from North Cobb. He's dragged down almost a horse collar, and he knocks players off of each other. Just an incredible play. That's a hard-nosed football team right there, North Cobb.
Yeah, I see why he's got 31 offers. Yeah,
he looks like a college football running back.
Yeah, I'm not a recruiting analyst. I'm not Rusty Manziel or Jeff Sintel, but I can tell you he can play.
Yeah, that's a young man too. Yeah. I mean, I think he's only a sophomore, maybe a junior.
Yeah,
he's young.
North Cobb threatening in the red zone is 7-7. North Cobb and North Paulding in the second quarter. 2 minutes in the second quarter. That big run gets them in the red zone. See if North Cobb can score right before the half here. You know, these are situational football, Garrett. Mm-hmm. We talk about on the coach's checklist every week. You know, 2 minutes left in the half right here. North Cobb and North Paulding, 7-7. 2 minutes left in the half. North Paulding got the ball first, I think. So North Cobb's got a chance to go twice here, right, mm-hmm. to score at the end and then get the ball and score again. You can put a team away that way. You can really change the game in the last 2 minutes of the first half and the first few minutes of the second half. Mm-hmm. It's a very pivotal time of the game that's really underrated in every sport or in every aspect, college, pros, high school. But in high school, I mean, you can really change the game finishing well in the half and then coming back out and playing well to start the third quarter.
No doubt. And they just flashed it up there. He is a sophomore. He looks like he's a senior. You think about guys who can just turn around and reclass and just get it done. I mean, that's incredible. They're patting him on the shoulder, and look, you haven't scored yet. You haven't scored yet. You got to finish this drive off. Very, very important touchdown drive potentially here for North Cobb. And it looks like Hebron Christian up 15-0 on Blessed Trinity here in the second quarter. We're about halfway through this quarter. Lots of big plays happen up there, and it looks like Blessed Trinity is finally getting up there on the board.
Yeah, this is a game to keep an eye on. I would have had – I didn't use it for my Ingles pick of the week. But had I made an Ingles pick of the week on this game, I would have picked Blessed Trinity over Hebron just because Same. Blessed Trinity, a bigger school, even though both teams are really good, both teams are going to play deep into the season. But I am a little surprised at the early score. Still the first quarter. So, I mean, that's the other thing. Nowadays, don't let the scores fool you early. The things can change. But 15-0 – Hebron over Blessed Trinity, you know, this Hebron team is really good. They're going to be a problem for some people. Prince Avenue, too. I mean, there's a few others. They're not necessarily going to run away with it. There's a few good teams there, but there's some dominant teams in that private, single to triple A private league.
Here, I'm going to go out here to the WadeFord.com hotline real quick. We got Reggie Fuller. We got people all over the state, Coach. All over the state. He's over there. What was it? Southwest DeKalb in St. Pius. So, Reggie, just checking in with you. Just what have you seen on the field here so far in this game?
Yes, right now it's actually a dominant performance by Southwest DeKalb. The score is 28-7 with Southwest DeKalb leading into the half. Quarterback Raylan Carter has over 100 yards passing and is scoring TDs on the ground and in the pass by to Jordan Christie. So right now it's very dominant. St. Pius run game is getting stopped, so they're trying to figure out ways to keep progressing towards the touchdown or the red zone. Excuse me,
Reggie. You said 28-0. Is that what you said?
Yes, sir. 28-7. 28-7.
28-7. Yeah. Oh my goodness.
That was called doing work.
How about that?
St. Pius got a lot of got a lot of flags called him on one drive, which obviously helped St. Pius get closer to their end zone, and they finally was able to score with their run game, but. So far, it's been an utter dominant performance by Southwest DeKalb's offense and defense.
How about that? Well, Reggie, thank you so much. Appreciate you. We got folks all over the state.
Yeah.
But,
Let us know the final, Reggie. Let us know when it goes final.
Yeah, give us a call back when we get to it, and we'll bring Reggie back in here. But no, we got our reporter here. He's out west on the west side of the city, and I do want to hear from him just because, I mean, we got that game. It's going to be keep going on through. But let's head out west to Temple and Pepperell and our guy, Eric Slaughter.
This is a live sideline report.
Sports Radio 92.9 Games, Friday night high school scoreboard show. This is Eric Slaughter reporting to you live from Rogers Stadium here on the campus of Temple High School, where we have reached the end of the first quarter here at homecoming for the Tigers. But unfortunately for the Tigers, as we've reached the end of the first, it's all Pepperell Dragons as they take a 13-0 lead at the end of the first quarter. Two touchdown passes by the Dragons quarterback has gotten them this two touchdown lead. One of the touchdowns, the first one, the PAT was no good. Unfortunately unfortunately for the Tigers, they will have to kind of come back if they're going to win this homecoming event. But we'll see how this action goes. For now, your first quarter score, Dragons 13, Tigers 0. We'll head back to the studio for Garrett Chapman and Coach Chris Parker tonight. This is Eric Slaughter.
A big thank you to Mr. Eric Slaughter. He's out there on the west side getting a great football game out there between two good football teams and two teams who are looking to kind of establish themselves, Coach.
Yeah, very much so. You know, I got to throw another score out here before we go. You know, pick my Pickens Dragons. They're 4-0, you know, trying to get to 5-0. up 17-9 at the Woo! Half over Dawson. Homecoming.
Hey.
Dawson County, Pickens County. I don't know if you know your geography, Garrett. That's way outside of your geographical range. But
I don't,
those two
I don't
counties
know where to
touch
go.
Each other.
I don't know where to They're go when I get outside north. Of the perimeter.
Yeah, this is outside the perimeter. And even outside of those counties, there's Cobb, and then above that, Cherokee, and then above that, Pickens. And then on the other side, there's Forsyth. You know where Forsyth County is?
I think
above
so.
That's Dawson County. Okay. So Cherokee and Forsyth touch, and above them, Pickens and Dawson touch. So that's a rivalry.
That's a long drive.
That's a, yeah, that's a long drive when I leave out of here in the evening, yeah. Thanks for reminding me of that.
Well, oh, man, oh, man. I know that it's, speaking of Forsyth County, South Forsyth was down here at North Atlanta High School, and North Atlanta came out on top, and the head coach, Jamie Aul, he's going to join us here on the WaitFor.com hotline. When we get back, it's a high school scoreboard show on your home of high school sports, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into the High School Scoreboard Show. My name is Garrett Chapman. That's Chris Parker to my right. Jamie Aul is going to join us here on the WadeFord.com hotline here in just a moment. But I do want to remind folks at home that for Metco Sports brings us our scoreboard updates because they make some pretty good scoreboards themselves. Ain't that right, Coach?
That's right. You know, I tell Sam this. I'll tell you, Garrett, since you haven't heard me on this. But, you know, back in the day they had a hair club. And it was the guy that talked in the hair club commercial would say, not only am I their spokesman, I'm also a client. You know, he had some plugs, right?
Okay.
So I always say with Metco, you know, we love Metco because they sponsor the show, right? But we're also a client. I've bought Metco scoreboard.
We How about that?
A massive Metco scoreboard at Pickens High School that we got when I was athletic director, and it's been great. It's been a big part of...
Do they have the big video boards and stuff like that, too?
Yeah, that's what it is.
So it's just video that's boards and stuff like that. Okay.
You see those
It's becoming
now.
Very common.
It's becoming very common.
Yeah.
And Metco is one of the leaders in that industry. So, yeah, these are the big scoreboards with video only. They can put up whatever you want. You see them everywhere. Buford's got one on both sides, right? Norcross has the big one, the biggest one.
Yeah.
The Metco is in near Norcross. So, yeah, it just changes the game. We talked about the coverage. And just the atmosphere, and you talked about, you know, some of your people going to games, and, you know, it makes the game more enjoyable. It really does.
Yeah, I still remember I was telling you, my fiance, she came to her first Georgia high school football game. She's from Pennsylvania, and she thought it was funny that we were covering Georgia high school football. And she's like, what are you talking about? Like, that's crazy. And I'm like, just come to a game. Just come to a game. And she did. And since then, she likes to come all these games with me every single Friday night. She's actually kind of bummed out that she couldn't go to a game this weekend. And she's like, dang it, you're in studio. Come on now. But no, I kid. But no, big thank you to Metco Sports for sponsoring our scoreboard show. But North Atlanta High School, they had a huge win here last night on Thursday Night Football. And joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline, we got Jamie Aul, 3-2, North Atlanta High School, 2-0, more importantly, in region play. Coach, how you doing this evening?
Doing well. How are you guys?
Hey, fantastic. I mean, just walk us through this region schedule. I mean, of course, nothing feels better than being 2-0, but on top of that, getting to kind of sit back for a little bit on a Friday night and kind of enjoy yourself a little bit after having already pocketed a win.
Yeah, I mean, it's good to have the Friday evening off. It gave me a chance. I'm actually on the way home from Lake Point. My son had a baseball game up at Lake Point in Emerson, so I got to see him play a little baseball this evening and sit on the other side of the fence where all the best coaches sit and watch a game.
Yeah. Coach, Chris Parker, man, I sure appreciate you coming on with us. You've done a phenomenal job like always. You know, that Hebron Christian score is looking pretty good because Hebron Christian's putting it on Blessed Trinity as we speak. So what, talk a little bit about building this program from where it was when you got the job to now. You know, how proud you are of them. But how did we get here where you're now mentioned among the better teams in the highest classification in a very tough region, and you're a problem for some people? Man, that's got to make you proud. But how'd you get here?
Well, I mean, first and foremost, we've been blessed to have some pretty good football players come through over the last 3-4 years. You know, with Chase Linton at UGA, Ian Reynolds, quarterback that's at Virginia Military, Grant Thompson at Southern Illinois, Toby Adewoyans at Ball State. We got Darius Malcolm at Wofford, Ben Diedrich at Wofford. So we've had a lot of high level Division I football players that make me look smart on Friday nights. But aside from that, you know, just like every other program or every other coach is going to tell you, you build your team in the weight room and you win games January through July with your off-season program. And our kids have really bought into it and worked through it. And, you know, we've gotten to a place from when we first got here. When I came in 2018 as the offensive coordinator with Sean O'Sullivan, those kids didn't expect to win. And they would have just been happy to be competitive most Friday nights in 2018. And we found a way to win 5 games that season. And to now in 2025, where our kids expect to win every Friday, no matter who the opponent is. It's got a good deal to do with the off season and all that buy-in into our program. And then, you know, just kind of changing the mindset and the belief that our kids have every Friday.
Jamie Aull joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline on the High School Scoreboard Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And you mentioned offensive coordinators, how you got introduced to this program. And the offense, again, has been a very impressive start to the season. You got a young quarterback in Weston Goodman, but you got 3 senior wide receivers kind of spreading the wealth a little bit out there. Walk us through the early success of this offense and what makes it special.
Yeah, so, you know, Weston kind of took over and won that quarterback job in our Hebron game and the Corky Kell. And, you know, he made the offense move a little better than our senior, Ryan Edwards, who's playing some defense for us now. He's just that kind of explosive athlete. But Weston is a fearless thrower of the football. He's got arm talent, and he processes things quickly, and he gets the ball out and then gets it to where it needs to go. And he's got some good targets. Josh McCullough is having another great year for us. He's really been a 3-year starter for us. Jack Ellenberg has really emerged. He's a big target, 6'4", 205, 210 kind of kid that we play flexed out, and then we'll attach him at tight end some and try and hide him. And then Cameron Lanier, who's, you know, plays well above his size. You know, he's a 5'8", 155-pound dude that he's just a football-playing guy. Like, he's 100 miles an hour all the time. And when we get him the ball in space, something electric is about to happen. He jumped over a kid last Friday against Forsyth Central. Obviously, that's a penalty in high school. But the kid was standing up. He wasn't diving at his knees or at his ankles. The kid was standing up, and Cameron jumped over him like he was running the 110 hurdles. So definitely some impressive, explosive guys on offense that Weston has to throw it to.
Coach, your schedule not friendly to you. You got some tough teams coming up. What's got to improve on your team? What's something, if we want to be where we want to be in November, what's got to get better?
Well, we haven't played our best football game in all 3 phases yet. You know, week 1, we dropped that game to Hebron, and our special teams weren't special, and we turned it over on the offensive side way too much. And then we dropped one to Wheeler in overtime. You know, we played Wheeler 5 consecutive years, and those games, none of those games have been determined by more than a touchdown. So it's always a tight ball game. And, you know, we just our offense in the second half of that game just kind of we stagnated. We can't leave our defense on the field that long. So that was an issue there. We just got to continue to get a little bit better every week, which I think we are. We're getting better every week. And when we get into that tougher portion of the schedule, we've got to be able to play complete football games. You know, when you play a West Forsyth or a Lambert or a North Forsyth or a Denmark or even Alpharetta next week, we can't overlook anybody and we won't. We can't put ourselves in positions where we're hurting ourselves with turnovers, penalties, mistakes on special teams. We've got to play clean football to give ourselves a chance to win.
Coach Jamie Aul finishing up here with the head coach of North Atlanta High School, the 3-2 North Atlanta High School program here, the Warriors up there, up Northside Drive. And Coach, just speak on just the depth of this region. I mean, this is a region that you guys came out, you won last year, you were region champs last year, but now you're up in this division. And just walk us through just the challenge of playing this and getting your guys up every single week.
Yeah, so, yeah, we were fortunate to win it last year. And, you know, it really took a miracle against Western. I call it the miracle at Midtown. We were down by 10 with a minute 58 left in that ball game. When they kicked the field goal to go up, there was a minute 58 left. We got the ball scored. There was about a minute 15 left at that point. We recovered an onside kick. We scored on our next play of offense. And then West Forsyth was throwing it into the end zone on an untimed down on the last play of the game to win that. So it took everything we had to win the region last year. So it's going to take that kind of effort again this year, week to week. Coach Beach at Lambert, I think, says it best. He says our region is like NASCAR, where there's a group of teams at the top that all kind of have the same car, and it just depends on who drives the best on Friday night, who's going to win. So there's a lot of parity in our region, and I feel like we have a chance every week. But, again, we have to play our best football in all three phases to win ball games in our region.
Yeah, and look, it speaks to the depth of Georgia high school football, especially at the highest level, and it's going to be a challenge every single week. But, Coach, you're going to have these guys up for the challenge. Thanks so much for joining us here this evening.
Thank you guys for having me on.
Absolutely. That's Jamie Aul, the head coach of the North Atlanta High School Warriors. Big win for them. Another big win over South Forsyth. 35-20 was the final score in that one. 2-0 in this region.
Yeah,
tough
region. Should be good to follow them.
Yeah.
It's going to be a tough region. West Forsyth, North Forsyth, Lambert, Denmark, and North Atlanta, all pretty decent. All of them can't make the playoffs, Garrett.
Mm-mm.
One of them won't make it. So that's going to be something to keep an eye on this next and through the stretch run.
Yeah, no doubt. Absolutely. We got a lot to get into. We got a lot of other programs. We got a lot of scores here. Ooh, Benedictine and Westminster.
Yeah, in a shocking development, Garrett's
pick of
the
gracious.
Week. Benedictine's beating Westminster. Great job, Garrett.
37-7.
Really went out on a limb
quarter.
On that one.
Man, alive. I just saw the teams, and I was like, man.
No, Benedictine is really
that's just
good.
A good program.
I mean, they're really good.
That's just a good program. That's a proud program over there at Westminster on the West Paces
new
Ferry.
New coach this year, you know.
I know.
New coach, yeah. No,
first
coach
time
Romberg
in Romberg was there for 30 years.
Yeah, new coach.
30 years. I know we played him many years, and he had our number. I'll tell you that much. Good coach over there, Coach Romberg. Hope he's doing well. And I also see a tush push here on the left screen. What a world we live in. What a world we live in. All right, we got to get back here. We're going to take a quick break, and when we get back, we got more scores from across the great state of Georgia, and we'll catch you up on all of that here on your home of high school football in the great state of Georgia, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.